The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a rather exciting yet disappointing finish for the San Jose Sharks against the Dallas Stars in front of a crowd of 10,070 at SAP Center at San Jose. The final score is the Dallas Stars 7 and the San Jose Sharks 6. Once again, things started off well for Sharks hockey in front of the home crowd. Miro Heiskanen took a two-minute tripping penalty drawn by Giovanni Smith of the Sharks at 3 minutes and 6 seconds. And it was the start of a great night for Anthony Duclair and his line mates, as at 3:22, he made it 1-0 San Jose. William Eklund takes the draw against Wyatt Johnston. They're going to be battling against each other a lot in their career. And it comes loose behind the net, grabbed by Duclair. Granlund gets his pass. He exchanges with Addison. Flips it cross ice. Eklund tips it away from Johnston. Throws behind the net. Centering feed. Score! Anthony Duclair getting the pass from behind the net from Fabian Centerlund. And a beautiful finish. The Sharks score on the power play. They lead 1-0. That was a great pass by Fabian Zetterlund, his first of a career-best 3 points on the game. Anthony Duclair, his 15th goal of a season on the power play at 3:22 from Zetterlund, and William Eklund made it a 1-0 Sharks lead. At 11:57 of the first period, suddenly it was 2-0. Sharks pick it back up. Maybe they're going to get another chance. Here comes Duclair with speed across the line. 2-on-1. He's got a man wide open in front. Zetterlund shoots. Score! Fabian Zetterlund gets his 16th of the year on a brilliant 2-on-1 execution. Beautiful turnaround pass by Duclair, and the Duclair connection to Zetterlund is flying tonight. It's 2-0 Sharks. What a goal. Zetterlund's 16th from Duclair and Jan Ruda at 11:57 of the first period, and the Sharks were flying up by the score of 2-0. But then, a couple of goals less than a minute apart by Dallas, both on the power play late in the first period, got Dallas even for the first time. Kyle Burrows took a hooking call at 18 minutes 30 seconds, and it only lasted 8 seconds before the captain of the Stars, Jamie Benn, knocked it in. Dallas wins the draw. Heiskanen exchanges with Robertson and shoots. Score! Jamie Benn right in front of a net, causing some trouble. Might have tipped that in front. But the shot came after a face-off win, and this is a repeat performance of what happened in Dallas in the third period when the Stars won a face-off and Robertson scored in that one on the man advantage. But this one, the shot by Heiskanen, I think that it was tipped in front by Benn, and that should make it a 2-1 game with the Sharks on top. It was Benn's 10th goal of a season and first of 4 points of the night. Heiskanen and Robertson assisted. Heiskanen wound up with 4 assists this evening, and Dallas was on their way back. So that was a power play goal at 18:38. But then, Mikael Granlund at 18:47 took a two-minute tripping penalty, and Dallas was right back to the power play in the final minute of the first period. Logan Stankoven, the rookie, got his first of 4 points on the night. Face-off, left side of Kakinen. Stars win it cleanly. Heiskanen shoots wide. Oh, no! Rebound! Score! Right off the end boards, and it's Stankoven picking up the goal. 2-2 the score with 32.3 seconds left in the period. Dallas with 2 power play goals in the last minute and a half of the first period to even things up. 19:27 the time of that one. Logan Stankoven's 4th of the season from Heiskanen and Wyatt Johnston. Very quietly, it was the beginning of a memorable evening for Johnston too, and the first period came to a close with the game tied 2-2. Undaunted, the Sharks would go right back to work in the second period, and at 4 minutes 39 seconds, it was Ryan Carpenter who would put San Jose in front again. And Bailey uses the speed to bank it off the boards and chase it down himself into the offensive zone. It's off his skate, Sturm to the point. Vlasic the shot, that didn't get through, a shot, score! Carpenter's in the slot, took the weird bounce. After that first shot by Vlasic got blocked, it popped right back to the center iceman, and he deposits it into the back of the net. 4:39, the time of this goal, and the San Jose Sharks take the 3-2 lead. It turned out to be Carpenter's 4th goal of a season, the assist going to Nico Sturm and Marc-Edouard Vlasic, but Justin Bailey deserves a lot of kudos for the way that he started that play. Didn't get a point on it, but that goal at 4:39 made it 3-2 in favor of San Jose. But the Sharks' lead would not last long. At 8:48 of the second period, Wyatt Johnston would put it back even. But Suter gets it back in. Here's Benn spinning off a check, throwing it in front, they score! Wyatt Johnston getting a pass from Ben on the left wing side, and Johnston sneaking behind the Sharks on the back door, had his stick on the ice, that was the key, and the right-handed shooting Johnston was able to poke that one past Kakkonen to tie the game 3-3. That was the 20th goal of a season for Wyatt Johnston, becoming the sixth player for Dallas who has 20 goals on the season. What balance they've got, and what a night it would turn out to be for Wyatt Johnston. Goal number 20 on the season, assisted by Jamie Benn and Ty Dellandrea at 8:48 of the second period. That made it a 3-3 game. But the Sharks would go back on the power play, and Anthony Duclair, who was really flying with Fabian Zetterlund and Mikael Granlund, would pop in his second goal at 15:48. Granlund down low. Zetterlund back to Granlund, near side. Duclair's in front of the net trying to play bad goalie. Here's Granlund now. Zetterlund turning, trying to feed it over to Duclair. Poked at the puck. Score! Anthony Duclair jams it in. The Sharks score on the power play with 4:12 left in the second period. And it's goal number 16 on the season for Duclair. His second power play goal of the game. Sharks 4, Stars 3. What a nice goal by Duclair, assisted by Fabian Zetterlund and Mikael Granlund at 15:48 of the second period, and the Sharks would take the lead again. And they would extend their lead at 17:50 when Filip Zadina was in the right place at the right time with the right shot. Vlasic headmans to Hoffman. He's on the left side across the line. Hoffman and Addison playing catch with it. Addison whirling from down low, goes back far side. Hoffman, angle shot, in front, score! Filip Zadina in front, the pass from Hoffman. Some nifty work by this Sharks line. And at 17:50 of the second period, the score is 5-3 Sharks. Things were looking mighty good there. Zadina, his 10th of a season from Hoffman and Addison at 17:50 of the second period. And the Sharks were up 5-3 at the end of two. So they had a 2-0 lead. They led by two goals after two periods of play. And then to start the third period, it got even better at 3:02 when Mikael Granlund got into the act. So right now the Sharks steal it. Granlund in front. Shoot. Score! The Stars turn over the puck behind their own goal line. Duclair poked it in front, and Granlund with that quick flick of the stick put it up top, and San Jose's got a 6-3 lead in the third period. Unbelievable. Mikael Granlund, his 9th goal of the season. Goals in consecutive games for him. Anthony Duclair, who stole the puck, picked up his career-best 4th point of the game with 2 goals and 2 assists. And at 3:02 of the third period, things were looking like they were going to be a wonderful waltz to the finish for the Sharks and their fans as they were up 6-3. But that is exactly the moment that the Dallas Stars just dug in and said, no, we're not going to let this happen. And wouldn't you know, some of their young kids really came through to get this victory for the Dallas side. At 12 minutes and 58 seconds of the third period, Logan Stankoven would pick up his second goal of the game to get the rally started. Front got the puck, but then gave it away behind the goal. Robertson centers. Two men were in front, Stankoven and Heiskanen, but the Sharks were able to tick it away. Taking it back, Stankoven moves in with speed. Tees up, shoots, save made, score! Second goal of the game for Stankoven. That makes the score 6-4. Sharks have the lead, but now it's by 2. And there's still 7:02 to play. Wyatt Johnston picked up the assist on Stankoven's second goal of the game and 5th of the season at 12:58. And it was a 6-4 game. At that point, the Dallas Stars thought that they would have a shot at it. And they would come back, and once again, the youngsters would get it done. It would be Wyatt Johnston scoring his second goal of the game and 21st of the season to make it a 6-5 contest. Trouble for a second as Jamie Benn coming down the middle gets it. Now a wraparound by Johnston, and he scores! Suddenly it's 6-5, and Wyatt Johnston gets his third point. A huge one there, his second goal of the game and 21st of the year. Amazing. Johnston picking up his 21st goal of the season and his second goal of the game. Stankoven and Ben got the assists on the play, and it was a 6-5 game, and the seeds of doubt were creeping into the Sharks' side of things. At 15:42, Johnston would complete the hat trick and amazingly get this game even. Ben wins it cleanly. Sent back to the point. Heiskanen shoots. That didn't miss by much. Rebound, score! Guess what? It's a hat trick for Wyatt Johnston, and he ties the game 6-6. Incredible. Wyatt Johnston getting the hat trick, his 22nd goal of the season, and it would turn into another assist for Haskinen, his third assist of the game, Jamie Benn, his fourth point of the game, and it was all even at the end of regulation time. Then it got to overtime. There were a couple of tricks either way, but the overtime winner would happen when William Eklund blocked the shot, could not get off the ice. He crumpled to the ice at the end of the game. He tried to stay on his feet after blocking a shot and taking one for the team, but unfortunately, Dallas would take advantage when it really mattered most. San Jose's got to get Eklund off the ice. He's still bent over right in front of his own goaltender after blocking that shot. Here's Haskinen behind the net. Feeds near side Stankoven. Stankoven feeds to the middle. It's Hintz just on the ice. Shoot, score! So Roope Hintz wins it in overtime for the Dallas Stars, and William Eklund still bent over, crumpling to the ice, and he is being consoled by Kaapo Kähkönen after he blocked the shot and could not get off the ice surface. And at 1 minute and 49 seconds of OT, Roope Hintz comes up with a game winner, and Dallas gets the victory 7-6. Roope Hintz's 25th goal of the season was the game winner at 1:49 of overtime. Logan Stankoven, his fourth point of the game, assisted along with Miro Haskinen, his fourth assist of the game. Three goals, two assists for Wyatt Johnston. One goal, three assists for Jamie Benn. Two goals, two assists for Logan Stankoven. And on the Sharks' side of the ledger, Anthony Duclair, two goals and two assists. Fabian Zetterlund, one goal and two assists. And Mikael Granlund, one goal and one helper. Final shots on goal in the game. The Dallas Stars ended up with two in overtime, total of 41. The Sharks didn't have any shots on net in OT. They only had 20 shots on goal in the game. The Dallas Stars up their record to 38-19-9. By virtue of that and the Winnipeg Jets' loss, Dallas is in first place in the Central Division with 85 points. The Sharks fall back to 15-39-7, 1 point for losing in overtime. The Sharks with 37 points on the year. They are 9-18-3 at home. They are 0-6-2 in their last eight and 0-5-1 in their last six at home. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay from SAP Center at San Jose. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.